Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center of Alaskan Coastal Studies. My name is Corey Johnson, and I'm an undergraduate student originally from North Carolina. I'm studying biology at Appalachian State University, but decided to travel here to Homer, Alaska in January to join the Kenai Peninsula College's Semester by the Bay program. In this program, we partner with local agencies to gain work experience in the field of biology. That is how I am currently one of Center of Alaskan Coastal Studies environmental monitoring interns. Today, I wanted to bring into light a group of birds that is commonly seen all across Alaska in the U.S., the chickadee. Now, there are multiple species of chickadee, and Alaska is home to four: the black-capped, boreal, chestnut-backed, and the rare gray-headed chickadee. Here in Homer, it is more common to see black-capped and boreal chickadees. The chickadee is named due to the distinctive chickadee-dee-dee call they create. The two species most commonly seen in Homer have different accents to the same call. The black-capped are sharper, while the chestnut-backed are nasally. They can be varying notes throughout the chickadee call, and through observation, scientists have been able to determine that the repetition of notes in their song changes depending on the threat or presence of other animals in the area. Now, this creates exciting questions. Do chickadees have language? How do they respond to threats? Who else is listening? Because chickadees have the unique ability to repeat notes within their song, they have the ability for open-ended communication, a conversation style that allows for more in-depth, complex responses, the same as humans. This signaling system that exists within this community of birds packs in a lot of information. They are able to clarify whether a predator is approaching quickly and identify the predators by its size and specific species. In the face of a non-attacking predator, it has been documented that through their song, surrounding chickadees and other birds band together to harass the intruder. It is known that within nature, animals perceive each other and clue into the reactions of others in a shared environment. However, little is known about how much information is understood between species. In the same experiment from the 2000s, where they showed chickadees change their call depending on other animals in the area, they also proved that the chickadee calls implies that same type and size of predator nearby. Across multiple surveys, the chickadee predator call emphasized to other birds to come here or become aware of such predator. In the instance that the harassment of the predator occurs, many of these different bird species may participate. This implies not only the complexity of communication in chickadees, but the complexity of knowledge which our other unassuming backyard birds understand. Not only do chickadees alarm potential threats, they also communicate your presence in their home. Can you hear them announcing you? By going out into the woods and listening, you can attune yourself to the chickadee perspective. This is Corey Johnson, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.